What's going on, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels, except for TikTok. I failed you today, TikTok, but we'll be back tomorrow. Just a little technical challenge you got to get over here in the podcast room, but we'll be back tomorrow on TikTok. In the meantime, coming to you live on my Facebook page, the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel, and of course, live on the Cheesehead TV Twitch channel, because the Twitch folks knows what's up, including the fact that there's huge Nate Becker news. That's right, the Packers claiming a tight end off of waivers after releasing a couple of gentlemen with a injury designation. Vaughn and Schneider are out the door. Packers have to be down to 85 players by 4 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, so keep your eye out. I know Matt Schneidman had a tweet up for a little bit saying that they had released Randy Ramsey, but it seems that tweet has disappeared, so I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But that's all the news that's fit to print. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King before we get going, shall we? Ticket King's been based in Wisconsin since 1992 and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last-minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. You guys know, all you got to do is go to the Cheesehead TV app, hit the schedule, and you'll find links to each and every game to Ticket King. Get your home or away games at Ticket King's going to take care of you no matter where you want to watch the Packers. Speaking of watching the Packers, you know you want to grab your yearbook, people. That's right. The official 2022 yearbook of the Green Bay Packers is still available. It is on the shelves now at the Packer Pro Shop. But if you don't live in Green Bay, don't worry about it. You can just head to PackersYearbook.com. That's PackersYearbook.com. Use promo code CHTV. That's promo code CHTV for 10% off. And a side note, I got mine. Was waiting for me here at the studio when I got back to New York. And let me tell you, this thing is chock full of Packers goodness. It's gorgeous, people. It's a beautiful memento. And of course, anyone who follows Wes Hodquitz on social media knows this is the official place where Wes keeps track of wins and losses and scores all throughout the season. You too can play along at home with Wes Hodquitz. Do it, people. Get your Packers yearbook. Finally, got to give a shout out to all of the people who've already jumped on board. I'm kind of floored, honestly, by everyone jumping on board the Carry the G Club. That's right, the brand new way for the 2022 season for Packers fans worldwide to hang out with us here at Cheesehead TV. It's the Carry the G Club. Carry the G Club members get custom loyalty badges showing how long you've been a club member attached to your name in all of our live streams and YouTube comments. Special Cheesehead TV emojis featuring Corey and myself, and access to our weekly virtual happy hour to come hang out and talk Packers all year long. Programming note, the next happy hour is tomorrow evening. That's right, Tuesday. We're going to start getting into the regular season groove a little early, people. Tuesday, tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern. The information is on the Patreon page and will also be available in the Carry the G Club membership page here on YouTube. Joining the Carry the G Club is as easy as tapping that join button you see on YouTube. It's $4.99 a month. Do it, people. Already, like I said, I've been kind of floored by the response. So many people already joined up. Thank you to each and every one of you. It really means a lot that you choose to support Cheesehead TV in any way, shape, or form. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody mixing it up. Dennis is here, of course. Brandy is here. And Brandy, to answer your question, yes, joint practices, they will be going against the Saints. It's not like having kind of dueling practices. No, they will be repping against each other. It's a lot of fun. It's very exciting. Next year, I will definitely be sticking around for that and arriving late so I can do so. Jonathan Hale, thanks for the super chat. Nags, did you catch Kansas City at Chicago? Chicago's announcers couldn't stop talking about the Packers. I loved it. Yes, Jonathan, I watched a little bit of it, and I believe it was Big B, who I've not seen yet here in the comments, but Big B pointed out on Twitter that they were pretty much talking about the Packers the entirety of the football game, to which I responded, yeah, it's little brother syndrome. It's a very real thing. You know, the Bears at this point, they've been beaten down by the Packers for so long. You get little brother syndrome. And look, I certainly felt it in the 70s and 80s for the Bears, especially in 85 when they were whooping up on us and pretty much the rest of the league and kings of the world when it came to the NFL. I know that feeling. I remember it. I don't ever want to go back there. But yes, Chicago, the entirety of that kind of metro area when it comes to football, they certainly, certainly have little brother syndrome, which I understand. I get it. Like I said, 20 plus years of dominance, it's going to wear on some folks. Ed, thank you for the super chat. Jay Love was supposed to go 20 for 20 with three TDs and no interceptions. We are doomed. Ed, I'm so glad you brought this up. I thought I was kind of losing my mind with all the people picking him apart for his performance on Friday night. And then I went back and watched one Aaron Rodgers in the preseason of 2007. That's right. I have no life. You know what he looked like? He looked a lot like Aaron Rodgers in 2007. He literally had an interception. It was almost identical to one Rodgers had. Everyone just needs to calm the fuck down. Like, am I sitting here telling you he's going to be Aaron Rodgers? No. Am I telling you he's a young quarterback? Yes. The amount of people who seem to need to bury this kid is beyond me. Like, I don't understand the agenda here. Like, and I get it's Twitter. I get it's a different world, social media-wise, like how the media spotlight and the hyper-intensity of said spotlight is very different now than it was then. But the play between the two in the, you know, trajectories of their career is not dissimilar at all. So everyone just like fucking calm down a little bit. Let's see how he progresses from that first performance on Friday night to the next performance on this Friday night. And then again, the following week against Kansas City. Like, everyone just needs to bury the guy. I'm so confused by that. I'm very confused by it. It makes no sense to me at all. At all. Uncultured. Thanks for the super chat, buddy. Afternoon, Nags. Today's jams are Hangman Jury by Aerosmith, Way Cool Jr. by Rat. Oh, I love it when you throw in some Rat. And Black by Seven Dust. Pappies, we live rent-free in the Bears' heads these days. I remember when we didn't. So do I, buddy. So do I. Oh, hey, before I go any further, I got to give a shout. I'm just out here giving shout-outs left and right. I got to give a shout-out to my buddy JD. Look at this right here. This is a commemorative coin of Leroy Butler going into the Hall of Fame. Only 5,000 were minted, baby, and I got one of them. Thanks to JD. Cannot thank you enough, buddy. This is so fucking cool. This is going a place of pride in the Nagler home. I'm kind of floored by your generosity, buddy, but thank you so much. Silver-plated coin with color highlights. You damn right. I love it. I love it. What else we got? Adam, thank you for the super chat, bud. Jeff Janis, Hall of Fame eligible this year? Thoughts? I mean, if you go into the Hall of Fame for a performance in one football game, I think you'd have a case. The conversation would be robust. But that's about it. One pick was on Love, drop passes, pretty good actually. Yeah, the throw to Amari, the interception that went to Amari, that was intended for Amari. That was brutal. No two ways about it. Matt said it, I think, this morning, you know, go off schedule, man. Like, I know there were route bust ups outside. His one kind of read that's left is clearly covered. And I understand what he's thinking there, but man, just get out of that. No, there's no way you should throw that football. But again, young quarterback needs to play, and he's starting to play. That's the point. Scott Doc, what's up, man? Thanks for checking it out on Twitch. Really appreciate it. What else we got? We got Wombat Mode. What a handle. Thanks for the super chat. I thought the Bears announcers kept talking about the Packers because of Getsy, although that's kind of its own Packers obsession. There was some of that mixed in, definitely, when I checked it out. But I think it went way beyond just the Getsy thing. Ryan Wiley, thanks for joining the Carry the G Club. Greatly appreciate the support, man. Tanny. Nags, I have a Gravedigger Gilbert Brown autograph shovel for you when we meet. What, are you going to put it in my head? And y'all be taking liberties. Nah, I'm just kidding. Of course. Luke, How you doing, buddy? Hope the West Coast treating you well. Thanks for the super chat. Happy Monday, Aaron. I'm really excited for Razul in the slot, knowing how smart he is. Man, I am very excited for the entirety of the secondary. Rob Domofsky and I were just talking about this on the latest Shameless Packers podcast. If you're a Patreon member, be sure you check that out. But yes, it's interesting because of the potential matchups there, especially some of the shiftier slot guys with two-way goes. I am very curious to see how he holds up in that regard. Now, you love him for his physicality. I love, clearly, as you mentioned, how smart he is. Rodgers has talked about that. Got to think he's going to be putting in the tape work to know when they're trying to like isolate him in that regard and what route combos are coming and where his leverage should be, etc. But that's still something he's going to probably be targeted with early on in the season to see how he holds up. I would not be surprised to see OCs go after him a little bit, see how he does. Why not get Love as many snaps as possible during this vital offseason? Why just a half? Two reasons, Dan. Because one, Etling is still a member of the squad and needs playing time as well. And also two, I would suspect the major reason is the offensive line. You want to get Jordan Love as much quality work as you can, no doubt about it. But once you get down to the, you know, third string offensive line, fourth string in some cases, you're just going to see probably a bunch of what you saw in Kansas City with him running for his life. And I don't know how much real true evaluation and progress and development you get out of that kind of situation. He'll get a ton of good work this week in those joint practices and then Friday night, no doubt about it. Crab Cakes, what's up, bud? Are you confused about what's going specifically with John Runyon Jr. and not getting reps outside left guard? Does Runyon Sr. want his son to play tackle? Well, I can answer that second part first. Who gives a what his dad wants? Who cares? What his family wants means absolutely a gall when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. And that's no disrespect to what he did in the NFL or what he knows about the game of football. He's clearly a phenomenal NFL alumni. But what he wants for his son means absolutely nothing. To answer your first part, am I confused? No. He's a guard. They see him as a guard. And he's been playing at left guard. Now, I know Zach Tom got some snaps there yesterday at left guard with the ones. I think that's much more about seeing what Zach Tom can handle than it is about trying to replace John Runyon Jr. I think Runyon is going to be your starting left guard, especially now that we've seen Elgton Jenkins starting to do a little bit of work, just albeit walkthrough stuff today, but a little bit of work with the ones at right tackle. I think that's your plan for week one in Minnesota. And until David Bakhtiari is healthy and they put him then at left tackle in place of Yosh. But I think Runyon's your left guard until Elgton no longer needs to play right tackle, which I don't know when that will change this season. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Got the new Madden downloaded to the Series X. I've been watching people play advanced copies, and it looks nice. Pappies. I'm glad you mentioned that, Uncultured. Just want to let you folks know that I may or may not, but probably may, have some Madden codes to give out later this week. So stick around. Stay tuned. Madden 23 coming to a Cheesehead TV live stream near you. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to get my copy probably tonight. Let's go, people. Jesse. Thanks to the super chat. Just got back from my bachelor party in Vegas. Don't tell me a word. Don't tell me a thing. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. If Watson or Dobbs win Rookie of the Year, Rodgers wins MVP, or if Gary wins Defensive Player of the Year, I'm going to be way up. Sounds like you had a good time, buddy. I'm just here to talk about the elite player Chris Slayton and Zach Tom Bombadil. Breeze, I love it. I love it. Hey, cool. What about Chris Slayton, man? I'm like sitting here going, he's nothing but a camp body coming out of camp. Like, I'm like, you know, it's great. Great. They got a big guy there. They picked up from the 49ers last year and this past offseason, I mean. And, you know, I don't think much is going to happen with him. And he absolutely, now maybe he was going against his team that let him go and maybe he was juiced up for it. I don't know. But man, he looked like an absolute like wrecking ball throughout the entirety of that game Friday night. I was pleasantly surprised, no doubt about it. What else we got here, folks? Elgton Jenkins is unreal. How is he back already? I thought he wouldn't be back form until like December. Buddha, I'm with you, man. I am very surprised that there's even the hint that he might be ready for week one. Now, and that's a good cautionary moment here. There's nothing guaranteed about his starting week one. I know we was doing walkthrough stuff for the ones today, and we are, what, officially a month away, basically, from the start of the season in Minnesota. But I'm trying to take deep breaths. I'm trying not to get out ahead of my skis here. But, yeah, it's pretty shocking, right, to go down in that building back on, what was it, November 23rd? Maybe a little earlier than that, but around that time. And now be in line, possibly, for week one. That's pretty damn impressive. And you know what? As Packers fans, we deserve it for all the drama we've gone through with David Bakhtiari. I'm just putting it out there. It's the universe evening itself out. That's all that is. And I love it. I'm listening, universe. I feel you. I hear you. I know where you're at. What else we got here, folks? What else we got? Try to zoom in your presser questions this season. I'd probably be Zooming myself, but, you know, they have to provide a Zoom link, which they won't be. So it might be difficult. I really like the way Etling moves and plays QB. Moon Man, apparently so do the Packers. Enough so that they let go of the people's champ there. Look, I hope Benkert catches on someplace. I haven't seen any news on that front, but apparently they like Etling as well. You'll probably see a little bit more of him this Friday night. What else we got, folks? I am so going to ask you for a Madden game or two. Oh, Scott Doc, do it, buddy. Absolutely. 1,000% lootly. Let's do it. Bane Gary laying out his own teammates. That was pretty hilarious. I mean, he's all hyped up for Amari Rodgers' return and then just decked him. I mean, he's hyped and he's having fun. He was nothing malicious, obviously, but it was fun. Any link for the Carry the G Club? Andrew, you got to be on YouTube, buddy. It's a YouTube specific club. All the cool kids are doing it, man. I think Goodson will give Hill a run for his money. Brandy, he looked good on Friday night. No doubt about that. And he's had a good camp. Hill, you know, he's in a tough spot. I would think there's a decent chance that he starts the season on PUP. And that would put him in a month. Like, he'd have to miss 4 games, and then they'd have to make the determination of whether to bring him back or put him on IR for the year. I would hope he's able to get back after that 4-week stint, because from what we saw last summer, he's a legit talent. I think Goodson has had a good camp, and like I said, I thought he looked good on Friday night, but Hill is, I think, a better back and a better overall player. But now, you never really know, guy coming back from an injury, especially early on. Some guys look okay. Some guys take a little bit to round into shape. But I'm pulling for him because I really liked what we saw from Hill last summer. Jesse, thank you for the super chat. Nags, who do you think leads the Packers in receiving TDs this year? Sounds suspiciously like a fantasy football question. Give me Aaron Jones on that one. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Are you going to play Madden on the Cheesehead TV Twitch channel, Pappies? Yes, sir. That is the dream and the plan. Joe, thank you for the super chat. Petition to have Peter Drury call the London game. Oh, my God. That would be amazing. Not going to happen, but it would be amazing. Michael, thank you for the super chat. Greatly appreciated. I don't know about you, Nags, but I thought Madden during the PS2 original Xbox era was the best, years 1 through 7. Those games were so deep and had great franchise modes. I try, but can't get into the modern Maddens. Michael, I'll tell you what keeps it alive for me, right? And I very much agree with you, especially in the sense of the franchise stuff, because that was the heyday, right? But then they clearly got into all of the storytelling narrative stuff and all the improving, like the celebrations and the graphics and what have you. And they kind of let the franchise and the season stuff die on the vine. Like, it's still there and they still, you know, you're still available and you can still utilize it, but it's nowhere near as fun. But for me, the advent of being able to play people online is what makes it. I gotta have it. I gotta have the latest one, so I'm playing everybody on the latest version, and everyone who plays is on the latest version, so I gotta have it. You know, I love playing Madden online. Like, I used to get all geeked up about, you know, franchise mode and creating my franchise and drafting dudes and developing them and having and winning a Super Bowl and trying to defend my title and all of that. It was very like cathartic almost, but man, I'm too old and too busy now. Like, I just don't have the time. And plus just now I'm covering the team full time. Like back then, this wasn't my job. You know, now it's like, I just want to play, man. I don't have time for like, and what was even worse when they started doing like the, what was it like? You could add like concessions and like the price of hot dogs and all that shit. I'm like, who got that time for all that, man? But I feel you. But of course, I say all this, and you mentioned years 1 through 7 were great, but man, nothing like even then you were still in the wash in the wake of the Sega Dreamcast NFL 2K1. Still to this day, the greatest thing ever committed to a video game when it came to emulating the game of football. NFL 2K and 2K1 will never be beat. It was so amazing. And the only downfall of that game was it had Randy Moss on the cover. But man, that was the best football video game ever. Faraz, thanks for the super chat. If Rodgers wins one more Super Bowl, do you think he's the greatest Packer of all time? Have you made your Arizona reservations in February yet? Go Pack Go. Have not made any reservations because let me tell you, every fucking year, Corey and I make big plans about what we're going to do on Radio Row and what we're going to do and where we're going to stay hotel-wise. And we get make all the plans and then the Packers lose in the playoffs and all the plans get burned. And then we, you know, spend the offseason depressed. And so I'm done. I don't make no plans this year, no plans. So if they surprise me, it'll be great. We'll scramble and we'll make it happen. But until then, what did Matt LaFleur say? No expectations comes no limitations. And as far as Rodgers wins one more Super Bowl, he's not going to win one more Super Bowl. The Packers are going to win one more Super Bowl. And Rodgers is the greatest Packer because he has 2 rings? Have you heard of Bart Starr? Come on, man. Come on. Let's get serious up in here. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. If Danny Davis keeps balling out, we may not be able to stash him on the practice squad. That kid looked great in Madison. They have mediocre quarterbacks. Uncultured, you're falling prey to it. You're falling prey to a common ailment this time of year. It's the, oh my God, if we let this guy go, every team in the league is going to claim him on waivers fever. They're going to be able to get him on the practice squad. No problem. No problem. I still have a Dreamcast and that game. Philip, you just became my new best friend. What? Dude, those controllers, that game. So good. Accidental Hero, what's up, buddy? I haven't seen you in forever. How you doing? Nags, I'm off the pup list. Physically unable to podcast. What is Winfrey's chances of a roster spot? Oh, very good. Very good. He's at the point now where I would be very surprised if he doesn't make the roster. I think he's gaining Rodgers' trust. He's having another really, really good camp. I thought he had a good game on Friday night. Yes, it would take a couple car crashes and a train wreck for him not to be on the 53. I'll be your Arizona connection in February. I got you, Nags. That's what I'm talking about, Steven. See, the universe provides. It'll happen. If the Packers get to the Super Bowl, we'll be there. That's right. It's in Arizona. Man, whenever they have the Super Bowl in Arizona, it's so spread out. You spend half the time in an Uber. But we'll see. We'll see. Will Gary get more sacks and strip sacks? Yes. How's that? That's the searing analysis you come to Cheesehead TV for right there. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. We'll be back on TikTok tomorrow, I promise. Meantime, please, 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 please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.